Hello, peoples. It is still the 16th of March, I think. Yeah, well, it is. It's only like 10-something, probably. At night. Don't know. 16th of March, 2015, and it is the 16th day of marching on. Just a couple of things. It's not going to be long. We'll talk about some more VoiceBow stuff. But firstly, I will say that today wasn't a bad day overall. I had my oral exam in Scottish Gaelic and went all right. I can't believe I'm two-thirds through the course. I've done units one and two, and I only have one unit left for, you know, this course, and it's a bit scary, really. We still haven't received the written tests. They're coming later this week. Tomorrow is Jeff's and my 8th wedding anniversary, and it's also St. Patrick's Day, which is awesome. And I think it's kind of cool that we got married on St. Patrick's Day. Well, it was unplanned, but once we saw it, we kind of aimed for it. Once we saw that it was a possibility.
It's not like we planned it right in
advance. No, but
like
but we did aim for it when it's. I was like, okay, if we're doing it this way, then I want to do it on the Saturday of St. Patrick's Day. So Ireland is celebrating our wedding anniversary. Thanks, guys. We love you. So tomorrow our plan is to, first of all, first thing in the morning, go vote, because tomorrow is election day here in Israel. And we're probably going to get the same crappy government, but we'll do all we can not to. So tomorrow is the voting day, so that's going to be doing that the first thing, I think. Then we plan to go out to breakfast. We haven't been out to a restaurant since we came back from the UK in late October. So I think we deserve to go out. And then I think we're going to take... Jeff needs to have his picture taken, so we're going to do that.
I'm taking the day off work.
He's taking the day off work for our wedding anniversary, which I really appreciate a lot. And then we're going to go and buy, hopefully, a new kettle and some new pillows.
Are we doing pillows?
I think we might. We'll see if we can.
I only
want to
get good pillows.
No. We're not gonna get, you know, 2 pillows for £10. Don't worry.
If we don't get anything really good, it's better than.
No, we have pillows. We need good pillows.
The pillows we'd be looking to replace cost $70 each.
Wow.
So
yeah. No. Otherwise, it's not worth buying pillows.
Yeah. What's the point? I mean, yeah, they're 10 years. They're like 12 years old. They should be replaced, but. Yes.
So, and hopefully we will also be, well, that's, we've ordered a new coffee machine. Unfortunately, I couldn't get Tassimo to, and, well, okay, I've had Keurig, and I've been wanting a Tassimo. Unfortunately, I couldn't get. Now, Tassimo doesn't sell here, and neither does Keurig, really. It's all like these Italian ones, like Dolce Gusto, I think they do. I'm not even sure if they do that.
No.
They do like Nespresso. They do a lot of Italian brands. And Italians have good coffee, don't get me wrong, but I really like flavored coffees and tea and hot chocolate and teas, but flavored coffees is my thing. And I wanted a Tassimo because everyone has a Tassimo and it sounds good, and I've had it at Kaz's house and it's really yummy. But I couldn't get anyone on eBay to ship here with the Tassimo, and I could get the Keurig people to ship here. Well, someone was selling Keurig. So I did that, although it's, you know, I have to put it through a converter because of the
voltage
difference. And I wanted to just get a Tassimo and be done because it's the same voltage, but I couldn't. So if and when we move to the UK, or if and when we visit the UK, I'm getting Tassimo. But in the meantime, and I bought a cheaper model of the Keurig because I'm hoping to one day get Tassimo. Anyway, so those are our plans for tomorrow. Now, well, the coffee machine is going to arrive sometime this week. I don't know when. Now, about VoiceBo, I've done some more investigating because someone on Twitter was telling me that she... well, it's actually someone here on Audioboo, but she told me via Twitter that she looked at their website and all she saw was an edit box and that's it, and nothing was accessible. So I was very surprised and I took a look and I actually found the website to be totally fine. Internet Explorer and JAWS 15. So I don't know what you were using, Lee, but it was working, but that's not really the point. Yeah, okay, so I can use the website, but that's not really what I want to do. Apparently, it gives you, if I'm not mistaken, it gives you 5 minutes from the app and 10 minutes from the website, and it seems arbitrary and backward. And the app is just for blind people. The app is just not good. We can't use it the way it is. Not an iOS. And I've asked about blind Android users. I haven't heard yet. I'm going to put a voice message over there as well. I did see, I think it was Passion for Piano post on there, which is good. I could hear it on the website. So I wonder if you managed to listen to posts. Not on the website over there. It's not. I'm just really, really hoping that this community stays intact and that we don't need to find replacements. But if we end up having to find a replacement, then right now VoiceBo isn't it. Not at the moment. I'm just hoping that the good people of Audioboo are sensible enough to keep the community aspect of it going, because I think it will be highly injudicious. Is that how you say it? Injudicious? Yeah. Well, highly stupid, all right? to forego this, because I think, you know, apart from the income, because
I was going to say, one of the ways that we can try and put weight on them to keep the social side of it going is to keep buying and renewing our Plus accounts. Because if you don't, it's like they're a business; they're going to make money, right? So if we don't, we start just be saying, "Well, we don't know what's going to happen to it, so I'm not going to pay up." Then that's going to push them more.
Yeah, but the thing is, if we want to buy, if those of us who can and want to buy an account for a year, we'd be reluctant to, because what if in 6 months? What happens to our £60 then? If in 6 months they take it away?
Well, I think if they were to do that, then you would be in some. I think you were at least morally entitled to some form of refund.
Yeah, well,
because they've changed the service under which you purchased.
I don't know what's in the terms and conditions, because like 99.99999% of percent of people, I haven't read them. Mm-hmm. But I. Yeah, so they're morally obligated, but what does that mean? I mean, you know, just because they're morally obligated doesn't mean they're going to do it, is it? Does it? I don't know.
Well, also, I mean, if you've paid for a service, then I would say that they're morally obligated to continue to supply it. And certainly you can say, I am paying for your service and I would like this to remain. It holds more weight than if you're not.
Well, yeah. I'm just hoping that the things are just rumors, but I seem to be hearing them from more than one kind of direction. I'm hoping that it's all rumors and that we don't have to worry about the community aspect of it.
I reckon they're really stupid if they don't, because I think Audioboo is unique in that it's both a social media platform and a distribution.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, if they lose the social thing, they won't they won't be so interested in the distribution anymore. I mean, it's great. The distribution's great, and I've listened to many a podcast here that I really enjoy, to name but a few. The history of English, the history of English podcast is probably my favorite. There are other ones that I like. You know, I like the language lessons. I like the Just Japan. I like some others, but.
But you can get them otherwise.
Exactly, and this is unique. So I would hate for this to disappear. I really would. Won't waffle on for too much longer. I don't think, because I don't really have a lot to say. Just to say hello, and we'll speak tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll record some sounds outside if we can. We'll see. We'll see. Oh, we're gonna try. Let's try and cover the elections.
We have dogs. First we have cats, now we have dogs.
Yes. What's recording? Maybe we'll wonder if we could do some stuff from the polling. That'll be something.
You could conceal your phone.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Tomorrow will be a new day, obviously. 48 minutes. Pause recording. Button.